Dr. Kevin Brenner is a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Beverly Hills. He's been published nationally and internationally. And his website, drkevinbrenner.com. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Kevin, is this becoming bigger and bigger, man boobs? And is it all about guys just trying to look their best? You certainly have a different view of this living in Beverly Hills, and unfortunately that's a stereotype. I live in the Midwest, and I can't imagine there are many guys that have had breast reduction here in this area.
Well, you know, Darryl, this is in Beverly Hills and across the country, gynecomastia, which is the actual term for breast enlargement in males, has always been an issue, and the popularity of the surgery that's required to correct it has actually increased in the last couple of years. And it's not uncommon that men need either liposuction or a breast lift in order to help fix it. And there's a number of reasons, Darryl, that men have been seeking out this operation more frequently in recent years. You know, a lot of times a self-esteem issue, and for some, there's actual real medical reasons to have it done.
Now, is this also something that comes with age? Like when you're over 40 or 50 years old, you start losing testosterone, and this is what causes it, age?
Well, that's a great point. It's not actually an age-related condition. In fact, newborns and teenagers can have gynecomastia or male breast enlargement just as much as older people can. And then, of course, there's the issue of obesity in America. But gynecomastia or breast enlargement happens even in non-obese men. So there are related conditions, but there, you know, about 4 to 10% of gynecomastia is not related to age, but is related to medications that we take. And approximately 60% of teenagers actually have breast enlargement to some extent. It usually goes away on its own, but sometimes they need to have surgery in order to have it fixed. And a lot of times that teenagers come to see me for this type of operation, it's because they're being teased at school or they're just simply insecure about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much of your business, you know, as a percentage, is now men coming in for a procedure such as this?
Well, you know, I take care of lots of male patients in my practice in general. I would say probably about 25 to 30% of my patients in general are male. But that also includes things like rhinoplasty or liposuction and Botox, which have become increasingly popular in men, believe it or not. But my focus of my practice is actually a lot of breast surgery and revision breast surgery, breast reduction and breast reconstruction. There's not a lot of breast reconstruction that happens in men, although occasionally we have men with breast cancer, even though it's an unrelated entity to so-called man boobs.
I have to ask the question, how long is the recovery on this and how painful is this? I'm one of these guys that can't even get a blood test without almost passing out. How painful is this?
Believe it or not, it's not as bad as you might think. Breast surgery in general, whether male or female, is not very painful. Even though there are lots of sensory nerves that go to the nipple and the nipple areolar complex, the breast tissue itself doesn't have a lot of sensation to it. So any type of operation, whether it's a breast lift or a breast reduction or even a biopsy for cancer, it's usually not very painful. Most of the men that I've done gynecomastia surgery on, really, it's an outpatient procedure. They come in on the day of surgery, they have it, and they go home, and, you know, they take a couple pain pills for a day or two, and they're fine. It's not as uncomfortable as you might think.
And they're back to their lives that quickly.
It really does change their lives, and it changes their whole attitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can imagine being, you know, going back to your teenage years growing up and being in high school, you know, a lot of these kids are teased by their peers, made fun of, and you know, sometimes it's out of their control. A lot of times, especially teenagers will come in with a large boob, and it may be one side, it may be both sides, and there is the reason that they're having it addressed is because they're just tired of being teased, or they don't feel comfortable in gym class taking their shirt off, and it's, you know, that's a reasonable concern. It's really important in all these patients that you kind of make sure that there's no underlying medical conditions that are causing it. In teenagers, it's rare, but occasionally there are hormone secreting tumors that can cause these types of problems. But you know, once you've ruled out those more serious conditions, and you have a patient sitting in your office who is in very good shape, is very athletic, is very lean, but has a large breast, you can understand how that can impact their life.
Are they a little bit shy when they a man? Is he a little bit shy, insecure, more so than a woman that when they come in to see you as a patient?
Not usually. Not in so much as this. Teenagers tend to be a little bit more insecure because oftentimes they have their parent sitting in the room, and they're usually shy in front of their parent. But once I'm able to kind of separate them from their parent, it becomes much, much easier to talk with them and kind of get to the root cause of why they actually came in to see me. Because, you know, parents don't usually push their kids to go in and have plastic surgery. It's usually the kids that are just being teased and the parents pick up on it.
How young, your youngest male patient on this, how young?
Teenage years, 14, 15.
14 or 15, okay.
Yeah.
Newborn
infants can have enlarged breast tissue. It's usually from the estrogens that are circulating from mom during the gestational period. That almost always invariably goes away, and there's absolutely no reason to do surgery on infants. But for a kid who is in high school, I think it's perfectly reasonable.
All right, Kevin, I know you have to run. Have yourself a wonderful weekend and a wonderful evening tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Dr. Kevin Brenner is a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Beverly Hills, also published nationally, internationally. And, if you have man boobs and you want to learn more about it, it's drkevinbrenner.com.